September 29th, 2014. And actually, this is my first formal blog. And I'm kind of enjoying it. The possibility of it. Because it feels so good to do it this way. And this one is all about the sense or the essence of heartfelt connection. And the first part is between me and a part of me. That would welcome a relationship between us. The second part is between a sense of me and an invitation to include another person in my consciousness. That can become a sense of we. When we are able to come together in this way, as I experience a sense of we in my body and perhaps in yours, that greatly enhances an experience of ourselves in whatever comes. I saw the parallel pattern, or the duplication of a pattern between how I am in relationship with a part of me that wants to become conscious of itself. It's all about grounded presence, and it's about waking the living body or the instinctive body to become aware of itself and wants to come alive and become aware of itself. And it does so when it feels a connection with the rest of its environment, when it feels supported by something outside itself. It awakens to a sense of itself that feels alive and begins to move according to its own laws of gravity and space and reorganization. It will be instinctive and predictable. Because that's what it does. Whether we're aware of it or not, it does that. It's always doing that, since antennas are always out there to preserve its life and to function the way it needs to function. But our consciousness, when invited it to become aware of itself in the light of our human consciousness, makes a huge difference as to outcome. It enables it to become aware that it is aware of what's happening. And then when it becomes aware, and becomes aware that something is happening, how it is doing that, is aware of its possibilities, and it has choices. It can be in the present moment, rather than blind to instinctive patterns. There's a me here. And I'm the observer who's aware of what it wants to do, would like to do. And if I give it permission to explore its possibilities, it will do just that. It needs me to continue to say yes to what are its possibilities and what it would prefer, because it now is aware of preferences. It's aware of the present moment and it's aware of the past and everything in between. So it has a knowledge now, actually it's a knowledge of the universe, that it didn't have before. It was limited by its blind possibilities for survival. This is different. A different time and a different possibility of realization. So I'm essential to this. And that sense of inner directed life towards something more becomes meaningful and purposeful in a whole different way. Because it's the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's the presence of the higher self that's present, it's the presence of the universe, all of its knowledge is present in a way it wasn't at the beginning of his life. It's the adult presence. And it needs that pattern of awareness, observer, and permission. That's the relationship between me and the part of me that wants to awaken to notice itself. Amazing stuff. I've known that for a long time, but it's amazing stuff. But what I see here is in heartfelt conversation and disconnecting and reconnecting from the early life stoppages, I see a very similar pattern. When I choose to be in grounded presence, I am welcoming a sense of myself in my environment. And that environment in me, the life in me, automatically takes in what's going on in me in connection with that environment. Just like the previous example. But this time, I'm including in that environment a sense of other person. It knows it automatically and immediately, as soon as it recognizes there's another person here. It adjusts to that reality to maintain its own integrity in order to function, including that other person. So it is consciousness. It's actually already there, but it isn't aware of itself in that way. Is aware of itself in terms of instinctual behavior towards survival and functioning as it's meant to. But then we add another step, that's human awareness can contain. The human step is to consciously invite that sense of me in my environment, that grounded presence, to consciously take in to include the presence of another person. It's already there, but I'm consciously inviting it to be up that level of consciousness where it has existed below the level of consciousness, now heightened into the present moment, the level of becoming conscious. There's a me, and now there's a you connecting to me. And when that happens, what happens is there's a sense of we in me. I suddenly grow and expand and become more in a particular way because there's a me and we here together. So the qualities of the you in some way affect and magnify the sense of my own possibilities. Just taking that in. I become larger in some way because I've included the whole sense of you in who you are that's not me to be a kind of enlargement of my own ways of being possible because you're there, whether it's named or not. So in that way, I become a different person. I become, in some way, a we. That includes you as more than me. I'm still me, but now I have a more than me quality called a we. And if you are present and doing the same thing as I'm doing, taking these steps inside yourself, first to become a sense of you, grounded and present to yourself, and then a sense of me, to include me in that grounding and presence of yourself, you too become a we. And I will be able to feel that and pick that up. So suddenly the sense of we has been heightened to include the wee-wees. That's the feeling of being met by another person. This is what heartfelt connection is all about. And this is what leads to heartfelt conversation. Yes, and there are a lot of things that get in the way of that. And let's talk about all that at another time. And find a way to hold both with equal positive regard. And realizing both are essential in order for our lives to move forward with each other.